I think it's loving what you do. It's your passion that drives you, and it's the ability to be persuasive, to be pa not only passionate, but also to make a difference. And I think those are all things that, you have to be purpose-driven in life.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Rorik Knows. No, I'm kidding. It's the Rhinoplasty podcast, but I've got Prof. Rod with me. It's just such a pleasure to be able to meet with you in person. We're in Berlin, coming to you
That's
from
right.
the International Meeting of Rhinoplasty Societies. And wow, I just think back to the first time I met you in person was in Versailles in 2016.
That's right. God, didn't seem like that long ago, does it?
Wow, but so much has happened since then.
Oh, yes. Oh, all those crazy things and COVID and everything.
Wow. I mean, I remember when I came to you, that's when you invited me to come and visit you in Dallas in early 2017. And the impact of that visit has had around the world in many ways, because like I think back to coming to meet you, and it was the foundation for me of my rhinoplasty techniques, being able to be in the OR, sit there and learn, and then go down the road to Spencer and be able to be between the two of you. And I mean, that to me is just, it was wonderful to do that. But the two other things that I learned from it is I got inspired to go out and build my own surgical center because of Dallas Plastic Surgery Institute. And I thought, jeepers, if Rod Rorik can do this, man, I must also
I can
do
do
it.
it too, yeah.
Exactly. And that was good. And then I think the other thing that the listeners aren't aware of is I clearly remember the one day we were sitting there in the OR and you turned to me and you said to me, Cameron, I think you should start a society. And the cool thing about it was that with my kind of background as ENT and your guys from plastics, I came back to South Africa and we, with open arms, these two specialities just embraced to form Sorsa.
Right.
And so, yeah, thanks, man. It was good to get that
Yeah.
push.
Well, it's great because, it's so good for ENT and plastic surgery to get along, especially in rhinoplasty. We all, we do it. We do it well. We learn from each other. And hell, we all learned from Jack Gunter, who was an ENT and plastic surgeon. And, so it's a lot of kinship. So I know it sounds like it was simple, but it took a while to form Sorsa, did it not?
Oh, it was a lot of work, eh? I mean, you gave us initially bylaws that we could change, etc. And we had meetings and Faisal the Paden eventually came out and he was our first chair just to officially
Right.
do the whole thing. No, it was hard work. I think people kind of think that, oh, there's quick success, but there's no such a thing as quick success. And that's one of the two things I wanted to ask you about is the first topic I wanted to chat to you about is kind of resilience and perseverance in doing what you do, because you play a role, it's such a varied role in not just in rhinoplasty and plastic surgery education around the world, but running a really brilliant practice and speaking at meetings and set. What is it that drives you to be able to persevere like that?
I think it's loving what you do. It's your passion that drives you, and it's the ability to be persuasive, to be not only passionate, but also to make a difference. And I think those are all things that, you have to be purpose-driven in life.
Yeah.
If you don't have a purpose-driven life, you're nowhere.
Yeah.
And you have to be so focused on doing what you love to do. And I think that's what makes it tick. And if you stop being purpose-driven, you die. So you've got to keep going. I think it's very important. And
that's
passion
so
is what it's all about. If you want, you got to be passionate to be great at what you do. Because there's a lot of stumbling blocks. Success isn't like this. It's like this,
But it's not just the passion. You back the passion up with excellence and precision.
Yeah.
Like every, even just in surgery, every movement is thought through. It's not just, oh, I'm passionate, I'm going to do a great operation. Yes, you need that, but you need underlying that is it's I almost look at it sometimes, I have this feeling of like a silk glove over a hand. On the outside, look cool and it's neat, but the stuff that goes on underneath there, I don't think people even realize how much effort goes in.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of work. I mean,
yeah.
It takes a long time to perfect what you do. And but it's hard work, and And it's repeating things that you like to do, and then looking back at what you did that wasn't always the things that worked out. So I think you learn from that. And I think that's really surgery. That's plastic surgery. That's the art, and that's the beauty of what we do, especially in rhinoplasty. It's just the hardest thing we do. It's a surgery of millimeters. You know, a millimeter here and a millimeter there is a great happy patient versus one other millimeter in other places is an unhappy patient. So there's a very narrow fine line, and I think that's exciting, but it's also something that, you always have to aim high. If you don't aim high, you get there. So
And Prof, I've so enjoyed a lot of your talks and presentations and discussions, etc., at the conference now. This very interesting one that you gave on social media yesterday. But for the listeners out there, I want to ask you is where do you, what's like the cutting edge stuff that's happening in rhinoplasty at the moment?
I think it's, I mean, preservation is kind of a hot topic now, and basically it's, you're really trying to preserve the top of the nose without opening it. And I think it's a misnomer type of name for a procedure. I think it's a nice technique and a refinement, but is it really a game changer? I don't think it's really that much of a game changer. I think you still have to learn the basics of rhinoplasty. I think the exciting thing has been the ability to actually get more consistent, great results. I see better and better results, even from my fellows that are out a year or two, because it used to take 5 to 7 years, but now I see them. Maybe we're teaching it better, maybe the techniques have got better, but certainly it took me a lot longer when I was starting. But I think, we have refined the techniques and we're teaching them, which really makes me happy, because whenever I see one of my fellows that's actually shows a good result on Instagram, I say, wow, that's phenomenal. And I give them a thumbs up. And that takes a lot. And so it's that's very gratifying. It's always about the journey,
That's awesome, mate.
not the destination.
But and the last thing I want to touch on is your Dallas course that you run. I mean, how many years that thing's been going for, like 30 years or something?
40 years last year, we honored Dr. Gunter, and I've been with it over 30 of those. And we've taught over 15,000 rhinoplasty surgeons, both, facial plastic, ENT, plastic surgeons. It's really been the core for what I think has resurrected rhinoplasty in the United States and probably globally too, because we usually have 350, 400 from 40 to 50 countries at the meeting, and it just kind of, flows beautifully. And it's a unique thing, and the ability to give back, a lot of things have sprung from there: the course, the book, the videos, all these things, and hundreds of publications, and really leaders in, in rhinoplasty like yourself in South Africa. And it's that kind of thing that really is kind of really embodied what I think it what Jack Gunter wanted, was that it was a game changer.
But it's more than just rhinoplasty. I mean, for the listeners out there, it's not just the courses, body plastics as well, and a lot of new in fillers and injections and stuff as well.
Well, we started that about maybe 20 plus years ago, because we had so many international visitors, and they said, listen, we'd love to have something also about other things, cosmetic medicine, cosmetic surgery. So we did it as an add-on, and people love that, because then we have cadaver courses that actually talk about facelifts and do the facelifts, and then now it's rhinoplasty. So it's really combining the two together. And it's really, I think, the best course if you want in a short time period learn the best of the best and the most innovations in one place, one time.
I had a very interesting chat with Ash Gavami about it as well, and he was telling me about how much data they've been able to get through the cadavers, and how much like through that to be able to publish and do research, etc. It's fantastic.
I mean, we've done multiple studies, and it's really, you always have to be thinking of what's next. And you have to say, okay, how can we do it better? How can we do it safer? How can we get better outcomes? Those things always have to be in the front of of your mind to say, so are we doing the best for our patients?
Last question I want to ask you about the podcast that you run. What's it been like for you?
It's great. It's called Roic Nose Podcast. It's fun. We talk about things, helping you become a better you. And I'm going to get you on that, and we're going to do that soon. And It really is, hopefully empowers people to be more educated about not only medical things, but just things that they should know about to help them make better life decisions, better medical decisions, better decisions about who and what they are. And it's been fun. It's been, just take a look. It's under Dr. Rod Rourke, but it's Rourke Knows Podcast. And it's just a fun thing to do. And, you get a global audience to talk about things you love to do.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I had a very nice chat to Prof. Dean as well earlier, because I know you interviewed him a
Yes.
few weeks ago. And we were speaking about one of the things is which is good about what you're saying about the nose podcast, because often I think as physicians, we don't actually care for ourselves too much. We're so obsessed with our work and our patients that we kind of neglect our own self
Right.
health, as it were. And that's hopefully being addressed through your podcast as well.
Right, absolutely. And I had Dean on. I always have trying to have leaders in the field that are innovative and stuff. And he talked about his anti-inflammatory diet. It's fun. It's fun. You learn a lot, you do a lot, you give back a lot. That's what life's about.
Well, that's great, eh?
Good.
Yeah, we still want to try and get you to Africa one day to chat about rhinoplasty in Africa. And,
I'll come. I'd like to bring my family and we'll do it as a safari.
that's
Photo
great.
safari.
Photo safari. I'm with you there.
All right. This will be
Great.
great. Good.
Guys, thank you for tuning in for another little episode, and we look forward to chatting to you guys again next week sometime. Prof, thank you so much for
You
your
bet.
time, and safe travels back to the States.
You bet.